Boycott Delta Hotels. The following is an interview with Lisa, one of the many people who have been organizing and participating in solidarity pickets for the Secwepemc Aboriginal title and rights in front of the Delta Hotel in Montreal. In the following interview, you will learn why the nation of the Secwepemc people have called for a boycott against the Delta Hotels.
It's April 25th, 2003, and I'm in front of the Delta Hotel at 475 President Kennedy, and I'm speaking with Lisa. Lisa, why are you here outside picketing with other people today?
Well, we're part of a group that is working in solidarity with the Native people who live on the land that is being developed by Sun Peaks, and Delta Hotel is a big part of the development of a ski resort on unceded Native territory in British Columbia. Yeah, they're expanding this resort from about 2,000 beds to over 20,000 beds on land that has never been ceded to the government. The people there have asked the government and Delta to stop. They haven't responded. They've taken action. Members of their community have been arrested, including elders who are over 70 years old. They're now facing charges and jail time. On grounds of trespassing on territory that is essentially their own, which we deem ridiculous. How can you trespass on your own land? But of course, the state sees it as part of a sovereign Canadian state, and so they're trying to impose Canadian law upon them. So yeah, we're here supporting the community in BC, their demands for a national boycott of Delta Hotels in order to put pressure on them to stop developing on their land. We have put forward demands to several Canadian officials in the government, the Minister of Justice. We're going to be trying to talk with the Solicitor General about completely dropping these bogus charges against these people who are simply trying to protect their land, trees, forests, animals that they depend on for their culture and survival, berry picking, fishing, hunting, things that are completely embedded within their culture that if they are destroyed, the people is destroyed.
Could you explain a little bit about how the natural destruction of their land is affecting them right at this moment?
Well, clear cuts clearly destroy the trees, destroy the soil, destroy the habitat that animals live in. And so the practices of a culture are destroyed. There can't be berry picking, seasonal berry picking. They can't carry out their culture, their practices of hunting, of using the land, of respecting the land. Native culture is not based on an urban setting the way North American culture is, and that isn't respected. That isn't respected at all. The only thing that matters is ski resorts and money, and that isn't part of a Native paradigm.
So the next step is going to see the Solicitor General.
I think that's what we're going to be trying to do. We're trying to put forward demands to Canadian officials to ask them to step in, to try to do something, to stop the criminalization of the defense of land and people in BC.
How could other Montrealers or people elsewhere help the Secwepemc Nation fight for their lands?
You can get involved. We're picketing the hotels. We're talking to Canadian officials. You can sign on to the campaign, endorse the demands. People and groups can do that. And just generally get educated and let other people know about what's going on.
And where can they get this information?
You can contact No One Is Illegal, which is noonesillegal@tao.ca.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you.
It should be noted that in this interview, I mistakenly referred to the Secwepemc Nation as Squelquequelt, the latter being the name of the Secwepemc Nation's territory.